As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, let's get you set up for the draft tonight. David has combed all the latest and greatest reports, all of the rumors, all of these NFL insiders. Oh, God, after today, we get to get rid of all of them. Let's do it. It's time for football today.
That's right, guys. It is draft day, so you're right. Everybody has something. Well, many times they think it's something, but most times it's not. Let's see if this is something or nothing. And this is from Diana Rossini. She talks about how Sean McVay and Les Snead were not happy that they didn't get Brock Bowers last year. So the report says, expect the Rams to once again show interest in the tight end and try to trade up for Colston Loveland.
Something. I can see that happening. Yeah. Stafford, last go around. Let's get him as many toys as we can. Make one final push. Yeah. The Penn State.
Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren will be off the books by then. So, yeah, Loveland will be the next best tight end. Yes.
Teams in Super Bowl windows can make desperate moves. Your quarterback's a million years old and you're paying him $1 billion. If you feel the tight end unlocks the last piece of the offense, especially with Cooper Kupp gone, the hell am I going to say? Yeah, I'm in.
This next one makes total sense, but it's easier said than done. Everyone wants to trade back, correct? Everyone wants to do that. The Vikings only have 4 selections in this year's draft, and we've talked about it before, where a team may want to trade back up into the first round to get a quarterback. Well, the report says, if Shador Sanders last passed the Steelers, look at the 24th pick with the Vikings as a major spot that teams may trade back into the first round to get. Does that make sense?
No, not for Shador, it doesn't. I'd take Jackson Dart ahead of him. Hell, I'd take Milroe ahead of him. Milroe's got the single biggest skill of any of these quarterbacks. If you want to rank, all right, arm strength, cerebral, progressions, accuracy, the running ability. Jalen Milroe's ability with his legs trumps any singular ability of any other quarterback in the draft. I'm not telling you it's going to work. I'm just telling you, I'd rather take a guy that's got one outer space ability than, like, Shador, to me, doesn't have an elite arm, doesn't have elite processing, doesn't have elite mobility, learned a lot of bad habits at Colorado. Oh, and his dad's a jerk. All right, yeah, I'm good. I'm all set.
David, I would say it's something, at least for the Vikings' perspective, I don't think they're going to make that pick. I think that any and everybody will move into that spot. Heck, that could be the spot if you're the Lions. If you see somebody and you don't want to wait to 28, then you'll move up with Minnesota. Being that they have 4 picks, they're trying to collect as many as possible. But, yeah, I don't see the Vikings making a pick at 24.
This next one is just for you, Rico. I just want to know if this makes you happy or not. Because, of course, yes, every team looks to see what their options are, trading up or trading down. With the 49ers, it is expected that they stick and pick a big man, an edge rusher. That make you happy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would prefer edge rusher, but if you tell me that they took an offensive tackle, okay. Just, you know, you can't go with a cutesy pick. You have to either find Trent's replacement or you got to get Bosa some help.
So Walter Nolan is a name that we've talked about in the draft. We've seen in mock drafts. He's been all over the place. A latest mock draft from Matt Miller from ESPN had him at number 32. Well, there's a report here. Walter Nolan is a red hot riser in this draft and could go number 8 to the Panthers.
I mean, the Panthers are crackheads, so yeah. Nothing would surprise me. Look, Nolan's got all the pedigree in the world, David. He was the number one overall recruit coming out of high school. He was the number one player in the portal, 5-star guy. He's got all the tools, all the measurables. I think it just depends on what your scheme is and what do you want out of that D-tackle position. You want disruption or you want a space eater? Yeah. Nolan's he's going to wreak havoc. It just depends. Do you believe in him? Because the production never seemed to totally be there.
No, it's just funny, Mike, because outside the top 3 picks, this is one draft where you could put the other 29 picks in a hat, shuffle it up, and just start randomly selecting things. And you'd be like, oh, okay, I could see that.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, it fits.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, certain things make sense in the draft for the teams, but does this make sense for this team? Cowboys are targeting a wide receiver with the 12th pick. Yes. Matthew Golden or Tet McMillan?
Yes, okay. Because it's CD and nothing. It's eroded to nothing. You're paying your quarterback $1 billion.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I'm not look, if you forced me to choose, I would take McMillan. The size, the physicality. Golden, he's a nice player, but it's. I need more from a wide receiver than just that straight line speed. But look. Yes, it makes sense. They got to reinvest. They're stuck.
Next up here, I want to know what you would choose. If you were running, I know, don't laugh when I say this, Mike. If you were running the Jets.
Yeah.
I have 3 names for you here that is being reported to them. Who would you take? It is right. Kelvin Banks Jr., Ahmad Mimbo, or Tyler Warren.
The two offensive linemen. I'm Aaron Glennon. You're one of my culture. Not drafting a trinket. I want to give Justin Fields the best ability I can to stay upright, process. We want to hammer to football. We got Braylon Allen and Breece Hall. I take whichever tackle my personnel people like better. That's me.
Yeah, because even if Fields doesn't work out, you have the line set up for the next quarterback that you draft, and you're not just sending them out to the wolves.
Is it wrong? Like, am I too old school, guys, where I look at, like, when you go to a franchise – if the quarterback's not the first pick you're making, you want a foundational player. Mm-hmm. You want that tackle, that DN, that you just the cornerstone players.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just living in 1985?
No. I mean, I'm right there with you. Yeah, you want to have your line already set up so that if you drop, because now rookie quarterbacks play. It used to be, Mike, back in the day, they sat for you. They pretty much redshirted a year or two. Now they play. You don't want them running for their lives. You want them to have success. The best way to do that is be able to pass block for them. It's why I don't understand what's going on in Houston.
Yeah, offensive line. You need offensive line. Yes, You definitely do. So I have three players here, guys. We'll close it out with this. Three players. I want you to tell me now, if they go in the first round, where they might go if they go in the first round, what happens with these guys? First name, Will Johnson.
Will Johnson. David, I could see Will Johnson maybe going to Green Bay. I think he, because of what's going on with the injury and no one really knows, I think he's probably going to slide into the 20s.
So that's 23 to Green Bay. Mike?
I have no idea with Will Johnson.
Yeah, okay.
It's a guy that was a top 10 pick. Now you're seeing him as low as 28 to the Lions with Peter Schrager's whacked out mock draft. David, it all depends on how much of it is the injury, how much of it was a business decision, what feel do you got for the kid? I don't know what to say there.
Next name, James Pierce.
Good luck. I honestly, no one came out of the combine with a worse report about the character, yet a more impressive report about the physical run to 4.47 40-yard dash. Risk it for biscuit. You got to have an organization that's got risk tolerance and feels like they got the locker room to bring the best out of this kid. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go in the first round.
Two words, he'll go pick 32, Philadelphia Eagles.
And then the last one is Shedeur Sanders.
Will not go in the first round.
Okay.
Why? It's chicken soup for the soul. I need him to be a second round pick.
Late first round pick. I think Cleveland or New York moves up to get him. More so Cleveland reuniting him with Travis Hunter.
The season ticket trade.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
So no intro music for Shedeur Sanders tonight. Oh,
that's my hope.
Well, he's not there. So
that also tells you a lot.
Yeah, because he was on the list to attend, but he's changed his mind.
They passed him the note. Not interested.
Yeah, you may be a camera will be on you for a few hours. So, yeah, don't do anything stupid.
That is in football today.